This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thank you for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode of Burke on Mayberry, we're going to be talking about Mountain Wedding. This episode aired on April 29, 1963. It was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum. It was directed by Bob Sweeney. A couple notable things about this particular episode. This is the first appearance of Ernest T. Bass. Yep, you see him for the first time in this episode, and you haven't seen the last of Ernest T. Bass. What I find interesting about Ernest T. Bass, this character played by Howard Morris, who actually directed some of the Andy Griffith Show episodes, is that he only appears five times in the Andy Griffith Show. Five times, yet, if you were to ask most people who have seen the Andy Griffith Show how many times Ernest T. Bass was on there, they would tell you much more. So those five appearances had a big impact. Also, what a lot of people don't realize is in this particular episode of Mountain Wedding, this is the first episode where Barney actually meets the Darlings, because Barney was actually away, as explained in this episode, on a trip to Charlotte with his mother. So anyway, this particular episode opens up with Andy and Barney, and again, doing a Mayberry type thing. They're standing outside one of the stores, and there's a painter out there painting letters on the store glass, you know, for advertising, and Andy and Barney just have a natural conversation, and Barney takes it upon himself to block walkers who are walking by to make sure they don't run into the glass painter. But just as they're leaving, you know, Andy happens to look over and notices the Darlin's truck. Barney goes to block another walker, and as he does, he hits the painter and messes up the whole sign, so the painter gives him an evil look, which he never sees. Well, they head over to the courthouse, and sure enough, it's Briscoe Darling. And Briscoe Darling is there because they're having some trouble with this character named Ernest T. Bass. And you know that Briscoe Darling was played by Denver Pyle, who also played on other TV episodes that you know and love, The Dukes of Hazzard. But he's in there basically telling Andy that he's having trouble with this character named Ernest T. Bass. He won't accept the fact that Charlene and Dud are married, which, by the way, they were married by Andy, who's a justice of the peace. And the reason Ernest T. Bass won't accept the marriage is because Andy's not a preacher. So Andy and Barney decide they'll go up there the next day. And one of the funny parts of this early episode is Briscoe Darling talks about the Robert E. Lee Bridge. And Barney tells Andy after Briscoe leaves, he says, "I don't ever remember hearing about a Robert E. Lee Bridge." And Barney says, Andy tells Barney that it's just an oak tree that fell across a shallow spot in a creek. And we hear a couple of lines here from Briscoe that makes become popular on Andy Griffith's Show. I like the way he looks at Barney and goes, "More power to you." So again, it's one of the things we'll hear Briscoe Darling say. Well, in the next scene, we have Andy coming in at 4 in the morning, and Barney had slept in the courthouse that night. Now, it's not explained why Barney slept in the courthouse that night other than being a good public servant, because there weren't any prisoners in the jail cells. And Andy tries to wake him. This is a cute little scene where Andy does all these things. He yells at him, blows a whistle, sticks the alarm clock in his face, and nothing wakes Barney up. He goes right back to sleep, and even one part, Barney snores with his eyes open, which the snoring's going to come to play a little bit later in this episode. And the way Andy wakes him up is with a snap of the finger. Barney gets right up. So anyway, in the very next scene, we see they're driving in the squad car up to the mountains. And they get out of the squad car in front of the Darling's house. We see the Darling truck, some chickens out in the yard. And notice, you'll notice this in a lot of episodes. Notice how Andy's pants are almost never just straight down over his boots. He either has one or both of his pants in his boots. If any of you listeners out there know why that occurs, I think it's just something Andy Griffith did to make it more realistic. But it's very rare that you saw both of his boots covered with his pants leg. There's usually one of those pants legs in his boots. Anyway, they walk in the house because the Darlings are playing music. And after the music stops, they talk a little bit. And then Dud Walsh comes in. And again, Andy's introducing Barney to all of the Darling family, because again, Barney was out of town. And Dud had gone looking for Ernest T. Bass, and they said that they ran into Ernest T. Bass's cousin, who said that Ernest T. Bass was off to kill a mockingbird, which is a good indication of what kind of person they're trying to portray Ernest T. Bass being. Then the Darlings decide to play the song Dooley, and this is one of my favorite songs that we hear the Darlings play. And I actually, as a child growing up in Gastonia, North Carolina, I actually knew some Dooleys, so I doubt there any relation here, but again, I've always loved that song. And right at the end of the song, Dooley, Ernest T. Bass throws a rock through the window, and so Andy and Barney go out to confront him, and Briscoe goes with him, and Ernest T. Bass is hiding behind a bush, and he comes out from behind the bush with the rifle, and Barney has drawn his gun, but when Barney sees the rifle, Barney drops his gun. Andy picks it up for him, and I love this line by Briscoe Darling, who says, "Take a shot at him, Sheriff, you got a legal right." And Andy tells him, "No, I think we can get things done without getting anybody hurt." And so finally, they tell Ernest T. Bass that there's going to be a wedding tomorrow, and he runs off because he now realizes that he's still got a chance to court Charlene Darling, which is the whole reason why he's causing all this trouble. He feels like Dud's not legally married to Charlene, so he's got a chance. So as Briscoe, Barney, and Andy watch him go off, they all make comments about him, but Barney ends up saying, "He's a nut." So the next scene, they're all asleep in the Darling's house, and this is the snoring scene. The Darlings are all laying there, and they're snoring like you would never believe. And I've got some relatives and some friends I've heard snore like that. And I love this little dialogue between Barney and Andy, who are wide awake because they can't sleep with all the snoring going on. Barney sort of leans up and says, "Andy, are you asleep?" And Andy looks at him and says, "Are you kidding?" And so they get up and they decide to turn all the Darlings over on their stomach that stopped snoring. It did work for only a few seconds, though. And so they roll back over on their backs and start snoring again until another rock comes through the window by Ernest T. Bass. So they decide what to do. And again, Ernest is talking outside in the woods. And so Andy decides to bring Charlene over to the window so Ernest can court her, so to speak. And so Ernest T. Bass sings while playing a gas can. Again, you got to love the ingenuity for instruments there. And he tells Darling that he can do some chin-ups, and you know, he's really trying to impress her. And so basically they all go back to bed, and in the next morning, Charlene comes out, and she's in a wedding gown. And again, I love the reactions of Briscoe Darling and Andy Taylor. She comes out in the wedding gown, and he gets almost get a reaction out of the boys, who are all keyed up about Charlene getting married. And then another rock comes through the window, and Ernest T. makes a threat that he's going to steal Charlene. And so here's where Andy comes up with a good idea. So the next scene, we see them all outside, there's a preacher out there, and he's doing a wedding. And what we see is everybody's lined up, and they're singing what used to be one of my favorite church songs growing up, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." This episode has some good singing and music, and it's a highly recommended episode, as they all are. And by the way, Dub Taylor is the person, he's a character actor. You see him on a lot of different shows. He plays the preacher in this episode. So anyway, they're all standing outside, and we see who we think at first sight is Darlene in the wedding gown, but as there's a little dialogue between Andy and the person dressed in the wedding gown, we realize it's Barney. So Andy had the great idea to hide Darlene in the back and let Barney stand there at the wedding gown. And sure as the world, here comes Ernest T. Bass, fires off his gun, comes out and grabs who he thinks is Darlene, but it's actually Barney, and he runs off with him. So Charlene comes out from behind the bushes. They do the quick wedding, get it finished. And then we see that Ernest T. Bass is basically asking who he thinks is Charlene to be his beloved. And I love this line by Don Knotts as Barney Fife. He raises up his veil. It's down over his face, by the way. That's why Ernest T. Bass couldn't tell it wasn't Charlene. And Barney says, "I wouldn't marry you or you if you were the last man on earth." And so they quickly go back to the wedding party, and the wedding's done. And Andy tells the preacher, "Nice wedding, preacher." And then Briscoe shows a little concern for Barney here. He's wondering what's happening to the little fellow. And next thing we know, we see Barney running from Ernest T. Bass, who seems to be chasing him. Now, in the final scene of this episode, a lot of times you don't see this on television because they've cut it due to commercials. We see we're inside the Darlings' home, and Ernest T. Bass is standing in the center of the room, and he's being asked to shake hands with Dud to finally show that he accepts that Dud has been married by a preacher. And so they start playing music to dance to, and you see Ernest T. Bass get the idea that he wants to dance with Barney, who's still sitting down in the wedding gown. And that's how this episode ends, with Ernest T. Bass trying to tell Barney how good a dancer he is, and he wants Barney to dance, and Barney won't dance. Again, another good episode. A lot of jewels in this particular episode that the next time you see it, I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I do. Now, The trivia question for this particular episode has to relate to Ernest T. Bass, and that shouldn't be a surprise to you. But while Ernest T. Bass is standing out in the woods trying to court Charlene Darling, he claims to be able to do a certain number of chin-ups. So that's the trivia question. How many chin-ups does Ernest T. Bass claim he can do? If you think you know the answer to that, you can email your answer to me at Burke@imayberry.com. That's the letter imayberry.com. Again, Burke@imayberry.com, and I'll respond and tell you whether or not you got the answer correct. Or you can go to my website, BurkeOnMayberry.com, and beside the episode title, Mountain Wedding, you'll see in parentheses the answer to this particular trivia question. I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the comments I get from you talking about how much you're enjoying the podcast. I can assure all of you that I enjoy making these podcasts as much as I hope you do listening to them. They're really a lot of fun. If you have any questions or comments, again, don't hesitate to contact me at Burke@imayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.